From Nashville, Tennessee, the folk music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry, starring George Morgan.
Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses wrapped in paper, you'd rather have them any old time. You don't mean it when you whisper those sweet love words in my ear. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear. There's Billy Bird. I built a castle out of dreams, dear. I thought that you were building too. Now my castle all have fallen, and I'm left alone and blue. Once my heart was filled with gladness, now there's sadness, only tears. Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear.
Thank you, thanks very much, and a great big howdy to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
Boy, there's country music and fun aplenty tonight with Rod Brassfield, Minnie Pearl, Grandpa Jones, Dale Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
And just to keep things rocking along real sensible and calm-like, I invited over some of the most dignified country singers in the world today. That's just about the biggest fib I ever told, because I'm talking about Lonzo and Oscar and Winston County Pea Pickers. Yes, sirree. They'll be out here in a minute. And we'll take our foolishness a little bit at a time now and start with a real character. He's that dapper dude from Don Hornwall way, Rodney Brassfield. Here he comes.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Hey, George, I want to tell everybody to drive careful when they start home tonight.
Yeah,
big safety drive on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In fact, I guess it's all over the country.
Yeah.
I was reading in the paper this morning where there's a man in Chicago run over every 20 minutes.
Is that right?
I bet that fool's getting tired of that by now, don't you?
I expect it. Listen, Rod, but by the way, a letter came from you just a little while ago. I thought you might like to see it.
Letter for me?
Yeah.
Well, let's see who it's from, George.
All right.
I love to get mail through the post office. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma, Massachusetts. Well, yeah. I swear I always thought that was in Pennsylvania, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was somewhere.
My dear, darling, good-looking son.
Uh-oh.
Must be from Mommy. Yeah. Says, dear sir. Ain't that a funny way to spell sir? C-U-R. Thought I'd write you and tell you all the news. We're all well. Your sister is sick. She has got the hives. And as a result, she had to stay home from a picnic, although she was just itching to go.
Yeah.
Your little brother, Willie, is learning to swim underwater.
Huh.
He dove under yesterday and ain't come up yet. Your big brother, John, took paralysis. Well, I'll declare.
That's awful.
He and his sweetheart Alice went in swimming. While they were swimming, somebody stole your brother's pants, so he took poor Alice's. Poor Alice.
Yeah.
I would have sent you the $10 you asked for, but I had already sealed up a share envelope. Your Aunt Ida had her teeth pulled and a new refrigerator put in. Your cousin Parthuli was in a car wreck last week. It bruised her somewhat and injured her otherwise.
Yeah.
Tom Brown committed suicide last week. He jumped in the river. They say there was a woman at the bottom of it. The shoe factory burned last week. 1,000 souls was lost. All the heels were saved. Our orchard is doing nicely this year, all except the apples. They are all full of worms. Hoping you are the same. Your loving mother. What's this, George? Says P.S. That's pork sausage, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's
P.S. says, we paid another installment on the doctor bill. Two more payments and the baby is ours.
That's it.
Boy, I love to hear from Mom.
Oh, that's a good letter.
Well, yeah. I've got to go, George. I've got to go. My gal's going to pick me up.
Oh, wait a minute. Who is your gal?
Just whoever picks me up. Hey, George, before I go, can I say a little piece of poetry that I wrote myself?
Well, if you hurry, go ahead.
All right. Here it goes. There was a young man from my hometown by the name of Samuel Gaines. He took a .44 revolver and blew out all of his brains. After he saw his brains were gone, he took the proper course. He got him a job where he didn't need no brains.
Where?
On the Nashville Police Force.
More fellas seem to be smoking pipes these days. Say, you noticed it too, George?
Yes, I have, Grant, and most of them are packing those pipes with mighty cool and comfortable Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Right, George. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in P.A. And the aged Zen mellow goodness of P.A.'s choice tobacco is held and heightened by Prince Albert's exclusive process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years. And that means Prince Albert is tobacco just as nature meant tobacco to be. Naturally mild and naturally tasty. Man, pipe smoking's never been better than with mild, tasty P.A.
And you know something? The gals sure like that clean, fresh aroma when you light up a pipe filled with Prince Albert.
So whether you smoke a pipe or roll a Macon cigarette, get you some Prince Albert. Tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. The minute you light up, you'll know why they call Prince Albert the National Joy Smoke.
Well, in the entire world of country music, there's nobody can touch these next fellas for doggone good singing and fun. But what do you say we just bring them out, because you know them and love them? Here they are, Lonzo and Oscar. Well, fellas, you just tell us what you're going to sing. The microphone is yours.
All right, thank you a lot there, George. If we get Cousin Jody and Oscar and Tommy Warren to behave themselves, we'd like to sing one of our songs here. Call I'm Moving On, number two. Now, you fellas play pretty, aren't you?
What? We're here tonight.
Feeling fine till he fell in a barrel of turpentine. He's a moving on. He's moving on. He passed the gate like an 88. He's moving on. The old tomcat was a feeling mean when he caught his tail in the sewing machine. He's a moving on. He ripped the stitch when he hit the ditch. He's moving on.
I'm gonna pick one blade for the Oscar. Ain't it good? Oh, yeah. Boy, I'm looking good, Dan.
Oh, you're really good tonight, Oscar.
Sure,
you're not really good.
You're pretty too, Lonzo.
Oh, shut up and sing.
The old man's face got white as a sheet when he slipped and fell in his cream of wheat. He's a-moving on. He's moving on. He flapped his ears as he shifted his gears. He's moving on. We try make our showing. The way we sang, we have to keep going. We're moving on. We're moving on. We've got to go. Here comes Hank Snow. We're moving on.
Very special time again when we do a sacred song for all the folks here at the Ryman, for all of you out there. Tonight I've asked my good friend Ray Eddington to help me sing one we sure you all know, Jesus Savior, Pilot Me. Jesus Savior. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, George, you know why Prince Albert's just naturally perfect for a making cigarette?
Well, it wouldn't have anything to do with old Mother Nature, would it, Grant?
Well, it sure did. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. And here's what else. Prince Albert is crimp cut so that fine PA tobacco doesn't blow around or dribble out the end. Indoors or out, Prince Albert stays put.
Well, now, that's always good news to a man who rolls his own.
And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens a mellow, natural flavor in PA's choice tobacco. So roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert, tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be.
And, fellas, you're going to like the economy of PA roll-your-owns, too. Nature in her own sure way put the flavor in PA. Try Prince Albert, you'll agree it's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. All right, everybody up and over to the old piano, because Miss Dale Wood is there and ready to bounce out her keyboard treatment of Rainbow, Pat Boy. Thank you. fine. Yes, sirree. Well, you know, time's a-wasting, and I really haven't had a chance to talk to my Saturday gal and get all the latest gossip. Where are you, gal? Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just proud to be here. Well, so just now, George, I had a girl backstage kind of hurt my feelings.
Well, how's that?
Well, she said that she thought my dress looked all right that I've got on, but she said it looked like to her that it wasn't long enough.
Wasn't long enough.
Yeah, I told her. I said, well, don't worry about that. It'll be long enough before I get another one. Well, ta-da! I tell you now, we had an exciting week this past weekend at Grinder's Twitch.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Listen, we had a fire.
A fire?
Yes, Grandpappy Bustrom's whiskers caught on fire.
Oh, man.
They did?
Is that?
Yes, sirree. And he's got long whiskers that come away down here. Yes, sir. And his whiskers caught on fire, and my brother turned in the fire alarm. And the volunteer fire department come a running up to Grandpappy's house. But it didn't do no good. They didn't have a short enough ladder to get to his whiskers. Well, so we had a swimming party this past weekend that wouldn't quit, though. We had the finest swimming party you ever saw. We had boys and girls together, all of us young ones.
Oh,
we went on a swimming party.
Yeah.
I couldn't go in swimming because I had a hole in the elbow of my bathing suit.
A hole?
But we had a good time, and there was one girl there that had on a bathing suit that was awful skimpy. She looked like she was poured into that bathing suit, but not fur enough.
Yeah.
And I was standing there, and she walked by, and a girl said to me, she said, look at that bathing suit. And I said, well, you look. I can't look. It's just awful. She said, well, I understand it's the coming thing. I said, well, looks like most of it ain't got here yet. But, oh, when we got ready to sit around the campfire and roast wieners and everything, I was sitting there with my fella. Oh, I was sitting by him, and he was sitting by me. And he looked over at me, and he said, Minnie Pearl. That there's my name's Minnie Pearl.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That is why he called me that. He said, Minnie Pearl, I'm going to kiss you tonight or die trying. You ain't saw his name in no death notices, have you?
Yes, sir. Minnie Pearl. Well, now, if you think things around the Grand Ole Opry are about to get a little serious, brother, you're all wrong, because here they come again from all sides, crawling down the stage curtain, Lonzo and Oscar and Winston County Pea Pickers. Here they come. Lonzo, what's it going to be this time?
Well, this time, George, we're going to get Cousin Jody to help us on this one here. Oscar and I'll sing the melody, and Cousin Jody will do the recitation. One called Dear Joan. Now, let's play it pretty far.
I'll start it off, Lonzo.
Okay, please do.
Sister Sue.
Yeah.
And then one night we had a quarrel. And then I married you. But I never could stop loving her. And then she said she still loved me. But I'm afraid I'd break your heart if I asked you to set me free.
Dear Joan, I'm so happy now for you, dear Joan. You have solved my problems too. Every day since I've been gone, I have prayed you'd find someone, 'cause I also love another, dear Joan.
So many nights I laid away, and I tried to find a way to tell you without hurting you the words I just couldn't say. But now, since I got your letter, now my heart's free at last, I think. Oh. And I do wish you all the happiness in the world, dearest Joan.
Thank you, Lonzo and Oscar, Cousin Jody and Tommy Warren. That was fine. Well, young and old, everybody likes this old-timer who's winding up for a song. Let's say hello to Grandpa Jones doing Kitty Clyde.
Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Put your little hand in mine and say I'll be thine. Tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Oh, who hasn't seen Kitty Clyde? She lives at the foot of the hill. That carries her father's old mill. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Put your little hand in mine and say I'll be thine. Tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. With the basket to carry her fish, she trips along by the brook side. Well, how I do wish that I was a fish, still be caught by my pretty Kitty Clyde. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Oh, tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde. Put your little hand in mine and say I'll be thine. Tell me if you love me, Kitty Clyde.
Thanks a lot, Grandpa Jones. Well, you know, everywhere you look these days, you see the effect that a Tennessee man has been having on the kids of our nation. Tonight, we got a new song all about it, one we recorded, a song we're going to introduce for the first time on the air tonight on the Grand Ole Opry, a little tune about a small boy called Little Pioneer. Hey there, young Davy Crockett, you with the apple in your pocket. If you'll come in and take your nap, you can sleep in your coonskin cap. All day you fought the Indians in mountains high and valleys deep. All day you've run and had your fun, and now it's time for sleep. So go to sleep, little pioneer. Dad will call if engine's near. Go to sleep, little pioneer. My little prince of the wild frontiers, all day you fought for freedom, for Texas and the Alamo. All day you've run and had your fun,
to bed now you must go. So go to sleep, little pioneer. I'll stand watch, now don't you fear. Go to sleep, little pioneer. My little prince of the wild frontier. All day you've been the bravest. In battles fierce, you've met the test. All day you've run and had your fun. And now it's time for rest. So go to sleep, little pioneer. Powder horn and gun are near. Go to sleep, little pioneer. My little prince of the wild frontier. Coonskin cap upon your head. Old Betsy standing by your bed. Sleep, sleep with dreams so dear. My little prince of the wild frontier.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, we sure hope you enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And there's plenty more country music and fun in store for you next week, same time and place. We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and at that time, the man in the driver's seat will be the Texas troubadour himself, Ernest Tubb, and his guest, the Leuven Brothers. Till then, this is George Morgan saying, save a big spot in your heart just for us. We'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everybody.
Tired of shopping around for a cigarette that feels right and tastes right, too?
You want King's Eyes Cavaliers. Thousands of smart smokers everywhere have switched to Cavaliers because Cavaliers smoke feels so smooth and easygoing, and Cavaliers fine tobaccos are so rich in flavor.
Yes, that's the two-way smoking enjoyment you always get from King's Eyes Cavaliers. Every puff gives you the light, right feel and the wonderful welcome tobacco taste.
And that's not all. King size Cavaliers give you extra value, too. You see, there's been no increase in the price of Cavaliers, so you pay nothing extra to enjoy all the extras in King size Cavaliers. Extra length, extra flavor, and extra value at no extra cost. Today is the day to get two-way smoking enjoyment. Get your carton of King size Cavaliers cigarettes.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.